This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In the perek that we're learning, perek Behema Makasha, the ikar theme of the perek is the halachis of what's known as ben pakua, the ubor that's b'mei imoy b'shas d'shchita, where the Torah was mechadish, the Gzeres HaKosev is that even though the vlad comes out alive, still, we don't look at the vlad as an entity for itself. The heter shchita of the mother is chal on the vlad, and the vlad can be eaten without shchita. Even though the animal is alive, which we discussed in the previous year, the Chazal said that when the animal actually lived on its own, then midrabon al tzmaras ayin, we do a ma'aseh shchita, but it's not really a mechuyev shchita. Now, the perek is kamat nanegei halacha l'maaseh. There are many in Yonim discussed in the perek of a more lomdish, esoteric nature, the halachic definitions, tuma v'tayra and tuma blua, and what are the definitions and the criteria of an uber b'mei imoy, legabi different halachas, legabi tuma, legabi achila, legabi the heter chelev and the heter dam, and so on and so forth. What I'd like to discuss as an underlying theme to the perek is what's known in the yeshiva world as the famous Chakira ben Pekua. There's two classic ways of understanding, not understanding obviously the reason it's Gzeres HaKosev, but understanding the definition, two definitions for understanding the Chiddush, the Gzeres HaKosev, that a Vlad becomes Mutter b'shchitas imo. One way, which would seem to be the more straightforward way, is to understand the Torah was Mechadish, that even though the Vlad, so to speak, has a life of its own, Vlad can assume life of its own, it could be born and live, but since we have a klal b'chola ter kulu uba yerech imoy, a Vlad is nichlal in the mother, it's part of the mother, it's considered one part of the entire organism of the mother, who has the Vlad inside of her. Therefore, when the mother is shechted, the same way I would not find it strange that the foot of the cow becomes mutter when you shech the neck of the cow, because the foot and the neck are the same animal, it's the same chiyus, the vlad, which is part of the mother, also becomes mutter ayidei d'shchita. The reason why this is not so simple is because the foot of an animal, I understand, becomes mutter, because the chiyus is taken out of the behema al yidei d'maaseh shchita. The foot is now dead. It's now a piece of meat. It's not a live animal. Whereas a vlad, which has an ability to live on its own, to say that it's nichlal in the mother, legabi d'shchita, is somewhat of a chiddush. However, this Gzeres HaKosev, the definition is that since the shchita was performed when the vlad was part of the mother, therefore it becomes mutter. Just to explain, the definition of ubi yerech imo is not a definition which is unique even to behemoths. It's true also by people. And the halacha is that if a woman who's a non-Jewish woman is toiveles, a toivel in a mikvah, which is a prerequisite for gerus, the halacha is that her gerus is chal on the uber b'me'el, and when the child is born, the child is to be considered as having been born Jewish from a Jewish woman. The pshat is that the Tvila is chal on the vlad as well as the mother. According to some mafarshim, the pshat is that the vlad is part of the mother, and therefore when it's born from a Jewish mother. According to others, the pshat is that the child is a ger, and there's no chatzitza involved in the tvila, because ubi yerech ima, the tvila works for the vlad as well. So this is just a one ramification which is quite halachah l'maaseh. If a woman comes in front of a bezdin for a gerus, we do not have to wonder if she's pregnant or if she's not. It doesn't make a difference. The tefillah and the gerus is chal on the unborn child that she carries as well. So that's again one side of understanding the heter ben bakut, to understand that since ubi yerech imoy, therefore nichlal in the shechit of the mother is the vlad, which is anyways only part of the mother. The other way of explaining the heter ben bakut would be to say that the Torah was mechadish, that since the vlad is in the mother, the same way the mother is shechted, it's considered as if there's a separate shechita on the vlad. This is somewhat more of a chiddush. Not that the vlad is nichlal in the shechita of the mother. It's not part of the mother, so to speak, that it doesn't have a life of its own. It needs its own shechita. The chiddush is shechting the mother, the Torah is mechadish, is as if one is shechting the vlad, and when the vlad comes out, it has a shame of a shechuta bifnei atzmoy. Now, this sounds like the chiluk and nuschoi sounds like semantics, but I'll point out different rayas, lakan and lakan, we will see that a different understanding will lead us to a different definition of different halachas in this parak. For instance, the Gemara is an interesting Gemara that the Achrayim on the sign in Tmur Dafri based. The Gemara talks about somebody was magdish a behemah b'ketushas hagof, but it wasn't magdish the behemah itself. What he did was he dedicated the vlad of a cow that he has to a carbon. Obviously the vlad cannot be brought for a carbon. When it will be born and it will be old enough, then it could be brought for a carbon. But right now the Gemara says, the Kedusha is chal on the vlad itself, even though the mother is chulin. The Gemara says, again, Tmura Dafi Beis, that if one shechts the mother outside the confines of the Azara, outside the Matam Shechita, there's a lav of Shechute Chutz, that lav of Shechute Chutz, he is over for shechting the vlad, which now has kedusha zaguf. Sounds rather strange. The meister shechita was only on the mother. The fact that the vlad becomes mutter is only because it's inside the vlad. It's part of the shechita of the mother, but the shechita is a shechita of a behemah of the mother, which is chulam. The chayra, what we see clearly in the Gemara is that the Gemara is understanding that there's considered a separate act of shechita on the vlad. Chiddush, that when one shechts the mother, one is also shechting the vlad, and therefore the shechita of the vlad, the part of the shechita which is on the vlad, is shechute chutz. Even though the shechita of the mother, on the neck of the mother where the shechita is performed, is shechita schulin. But the shechita as part, the part of the shechita that's on the vlad, is shechute chutz. This rai would seem clear that the shechita is considered a shechita on the vlad itself. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to indicate not like this conclusion. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, asks an interesting question. The next perek in Chum, the fifth perek, is perek Oisiv Es Benoi. The Torah tells us in Parshas Achri Mois, is allowed to shecht a mother and her offspring on the same day. And the Rambam asks an interesting question. Every time one shechts an animal, which is a mi'uberes, an animal which is, has an unborn child inside of it, since the vlad becomes mutter, it's considered a shechita on the mother and the vlad, so every time one shechts such an animal, one is being over. What the Rambam says is, the Rambam answers that the question is not shver. The Rambam answers that since the shechita of the vlad helps because it's part of the mother, so therefore it's not two distinct shechitas. It's not a shechita of oisoi ve'ez benoi. The shechita of the vlad goes together with the oisoi. It's only one shechita. It's only a shechita of oisoi. Now, l'chayr, it seems clear from the Rambam, from his question, that there's a shechita on the vlad. It's not pshat that the vlad becomes mutter without a shechita. Otherwise, the question of the Rambam wouldn't make any sense. But what the Rambam seems to be answering is that the heter of Ben Pekua predicates itself on the fact that the vlad is nichlal in the shechita of the mother. There's only one shechita, the shechita of the mother. The vlad, for right now, temporarily at least, is part of the mother, and therefore it's a shechita of the mother, including the vlad, but it's not a shechita of oisoi ve'ez benoi. So the definition that the Rambam is giving us in his answer to his question, Gabi Yosef Es Benoi, seems to be at odds with the maskon of what we see in the Gemara in Tmura Daf Yud Beis. Obviously, one has to say that both sides of the Chakira are really true, legabe different aspects. Legabi, different parts of definition, very often we have this where two sides of Chakir have clear rayas to it. And one has to say that both aspects of the Chakir are true, but in different contexts. The truth of the matter is that this concept goes a little bit deeper over here. This Chakir of Ben Pakua. L'cha'ira, what we have is two Mishnayis that seem to have the same Tanoim arguing, and that Machloikis seems to be about this Chakira only backwards. The Mishnah Dafayin Beis tells us that, the halacha, we discussed this in a previous year, if the Uber is Moitzi an Aver, the unborn child was Beim HaMakash Leilin, and as the Vlad was partly born, it stuck its leg out. That, and then we shechted the mother, because we didn't want the mother to die, and therefore we would lose an animal, the animal would be an Avela. So the farmer quickly took out a shechita knife and he shechted the mother in the interim. Since that Aver, since the foot of the Uber had already been Yotzel Avira Oilm, was already Bosef Basode, the halacha is that Aver does not become Mutter as part of the Shechita's Ben Pekur. Means that the Shechita of the mother is Mater to eat the Vlad, up to the point of the Vlad that already came out of the Rechem Imo. This is the Mishnah in the beginning of our Perek, on Daf Samuch Zayin. I'm sorry, Daf Samuch Ches. The Mishnah 9 Beis adds an interesting wrinkle to this halach. What about this Aver, which is unable to be included in the Shechita of the mother on the Vlad, this Aver of the Uber? L'chayra, whenever we have an Aver of an animal which is not Nichlal in the Shechita, we call that Aver Menachai, which we've met up with many places, many sugyas over the last 75 Vlad Bezes Hashem. There's a concept of Aver Menachai, an Aver which came off a live animal, and it was not part of a Shechita. So it's the same halacha as an Avelim. It has an Isra Aver Menachai, Lav Mederaisa, as well as Tumas Avorim, as well as Tumas Nevelim. If somebody picks up this Nevelo, he has all the halachas of, if somebody picks up this Aver Menachai, he has all the halachas of picking up or carrying a Nevelo, which would ask him from eating Kachim and Truma, and going to the Beis HaMikdash, and so on and so forth, and he would also be a Rishon Letum, and he would be Mitame, Mashkev Eichon, as well as any Kachim Vitaris and Truma that he touches. The Mishnah of Dafayin Beis tells us that if the Uber was Yotza, the Uber was part of the Shechita, and it has the Heter Ben Pekua, but now we're stuck with this troublesome Aver, which has a Lav of Treifa, because it was not Nichlal on the Shechita of the mother. What can we do to prevent this Aver from being Metame Be'Aver Menachai? Rameir says in the Mishnah 9 Beis that there's nothing you can do about it. Even if you shecht the Even when you shechted the mother, Rameir says that even though one is allowed to eat the rest of the animal up to that part, the leg that was that stuck out of the rechem imo before the shechita, the aver will be left over. The aver will be mitame. Why? Because since the animal didn't have a shechita, nothing was mitayrit midei nevelo. The chachamim ask Rameir. The chacham argue. They say that since the Shechita was Chal, the Shechita of the mother was Chal on the Vlad, so the Vlad had Shechita. And a Behemoth that had Shechita doesn't have any Seva Menachai. I, the Eva, the one can't eat, one can't eat the Eva, that's an Issa Treifa. And we've learned already that an Issa Treifa is an Issa Achilo, but it is not Mitame. The Chachom say to Rabbi, the same way we find that Shechita of an animal that has, let's say, a puncture in its lungs, the halacha is that the Shechita of that animal is Mitayr Midei Nevelo. L'chayr, the same is true, that the Shechita of the mother, which is Matir, the Vlad, is also Al-Koponim Mitayr, the Aver Shriyotza, Mitumas Nevelo. Rameir says back to Hacham, no, you can't bring a raya. This is the Lashon Avim, the Mishnah, the Avayim Beis, and the Beis. Rameir says that you can't bring a raya from a regular Shechita of a Behemoth Treifa, because over there, you shechted the Behemoth itself, Masha Enke. Where you didn't shecht the Behemoth itself, you only shechted the mother. So who says that the Shechita of the mother is enough to be mitayer the Aver Shriyotza, the Aver Treifa, midei nevel? So it would seem to be, if somebody asked me what's the machlokes between Rameir and the Chacham, they're arguing about our Chakir. Rameir holds that the Pshat is that the Shechita is considered a Shechita of the mother. the vlad might be nichlal the shechita of the mother, but since no shechita was performed per se on the vlad, therefore the halacha is that the eber is available because no shechita was mitarit. And the halacha is the gzeis hakasev is that the eber is not nichlal on the shechita of the mother, therefore vlad is available. But there's no shechita per se on the vlad. Masha'en came, the chacham to the other side of the chakira, that if we see in the Torah that a ubar that's b'mei imoy is nichlal on the shechita of the mother, the pshat is the Torah was mechadish, that's considered we shechted the vlad. If we shechted the vlad, then we shechted the, that's the same thing as actually performing the shechita on the vlad. The same way shechita is mitaher, any animal that has a problem with trefa, midei nevelo, over here also the shechita would be considered in the vlad to be mitaher, also midei nevelo. L'chor, that seems to be pshat in the Mishnah 9 base. Let's turn a few pages to the Mishnah 9 Dalit. And the Mishnah 9 Dalit discusses the heter ben pakur, and Remeir in the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, the vlad is not fully developed, it's only a ben shmoino. Oy ben tisha meis, koru emoitzi is domi. Motza ben tisha chai. What happens? One shechts a mother, and one finds inside the behemah makashu laledes, one finds a ben tisha chai. Ben tisha, the Gemara says, is a fully developed fetus, it's fully mature, it's ready to sustain life on its own. It happens to be you shechted the mother before the vlad was born, so the vlad, then you open up the body of the mother, and the vlad just came out. But it's a ben tisha chai. The halacha is tom shchita. It's a regular animal. It was not nichlal on the shchita. The mother does not have the halacha of ben pakur. The chayiv boisir es b'noi divrei Reb Meir. V'chom ma'irim. Shchita es imoy mitaha rosoi. V'chom hold that since every vlad is nichlal on the shchita, the mother, the same is true of a ben tes. What's the machlokes? The Rishonim seem to explain that over there the machlokes is exactly the opposite of what we just said. Since the vlad, who's a ben tisha, has a viable life of its own, so therefore he is not considered part of the mother. It's not considered as having the chiyus of the mother. Therefore, how could it be nichlal in the chiyus of the mother to be nichlal in the shechita of the mother? Oh, who holds this way? The chacham. Remeir says the gzeres hakosuf of ben pakua has to do with the fact that the uber is inside the mother, not that the uber is bottled to the mother, not the uber is part of the mother. The uber is an uber for itself. In which case, L'chor Remeir holds, as far as our chachir is concerned, that shechitas ben pakua is to be considered a shechita on the uber. The gzeis hakosev is that any time an uber is in a mother, the same way it's called you shechted the mother, you shechted the vlad. Not that the vlad is bottled to the mother and therefore it's shechted because it's part of the mother. It's considered that you shechted the vlad. And that's why it has a heter, even though it's really not part of the mother. It's not bottled to the mother, since it's capable of sustaining life of its own. Masha'en kein, the chachomim hold. What do the chachom hold? The chachom hold that the vlad is bottled to the mother, therefore ben tisha. The Chacham hold that the reason why the Bentisha becomes mutter is because it's the Gzeis HaKosev is that the Shechita is chal on the vlad. We may hold that the Shechita of the vlad is because it's part of the mother. If it's part of the mother, that's only when it's a Ben Shmaida, but if it's a Bentisha, it's not bottled to the mother. It has a chius, it has a life ability of its own. It's not bottled to the mother. L'chor, this sounds exactly the opposite of the chakir that we just said in the Mishnah 9 base. In the Mishnah 9 base, Reb Meir would seem to indicate the fact that Reb Meir holds that the shechit is not considered that it was on the vlad. It would be considered as if it's a gzeis hakosev that the vlad is shechted. But it's not pshat that the vlad is nichlal in the mother's shechita, and therefore since it doesn't have a shechita of its own, it's not yotza midei nevelo. Whereas the chachomim on 9 base would seem to hold that the shechita of the mother is to be considered kernel of the vlad as part of the mother. The shechita is a shechita on the vlad, and therefore there's no iser of nevela because there was a shechita on the vlad. So again, this would seem to me that the same chakira sort of, in one way, seems to be on Davayin Beis, And the Gemara seems to, the Mishnayos seem to indicate that the same criteria is true for the Tannaim, but exactly the opposite on Daf Ayin Daled. Obviously, what we have to say over here is, again, like we pointed out, that both sides of the Chakira are true, and what the issue that the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis and the Mishnah Daf Ayin Daled are discussing are two different issues, and therefore, the Hachra in the Machlokes is exactly the opposite. What do I mean to say? We know in Shechita that there's two parts of Shechita. We've discussed this in previous shiur. There's the Shechita as far as the Heter Achila, the chalois, which is chal, on the animal. When one shechts an animal, it's chal on it, a heter achila. And then there's the other part of the shechita that, al yidei shechita, it's not considered to be a meso, me elov. It's not chal on it, tumas nevela, which is normally the case if an animal dies. This animal did not die by itself, it died through a meso shechita. It would seem to be that when we're discussing the Mishnah Ayin Beis, which is discussing tumas nevela, being chal on the vlad, that Reb Meir would seem to hold that there is no shechita as far as the chirus of concern. As far as the death, the physical death of the animal is concerned, since the vlad has a life of its own, the vlad is a live entity of its own, or it could be a live entity, even if it doesn't come out of the mother's stomach alive, but it could come out of the mother's stomach alive. So as far as chirus is concerned, as far as chirus and misa is concerned, which is the topic of discussion when we're discussing Tumas Nevela being Chal on the Behema, over there Reb Meir holds that the Vlad was not Shechted. Why? Because since the Vlad does have a Chiyus of its own, so obviously the Teres Mechadish, even though it didn't really have a Shechita, it wasn't a Nichlal in the Mother Shechita, it just has a Heter as if it was Shechted. But it is Nichlal in the Mother Shechita that's part of an animal that was Shechted? No. Therefore, it's not bedoyne to a treifa which has a physical shechita to be meisi midei nevela. Over there, the chacham hold that lamaisa, since the gzeis hakasuv is that it becomes mutter, that it does not need shechita. Evidently, it's considered to have the chiyus of the mother insofar as the shechita is concerned. So the gabi the chiyus of nevela, the gabi tumas nevela, which has to do with did it die in its own or did it die through a ma'aseh shechita, there the Chacham would hold that the shechita was performed on the vlad as part of the mother, and Reb Meir would hold that there was no actual shechita on the vlad, the shechita is chal on the vlad, but it was not part of the mother as far as the misa is concerned. Whereas in the Mishnah and Ayin Dalet was seen to indicate fakir. The Mishnah and Ayin Dalet is not discussing the heter of nevela. The Mishnah and Ayin Dalet is discussing that the chalois of the shechita being matirit le'achila. As far as the heter shechita le'achila is concerned, over here Reb Meir holds that the reason why the vlad becomes mutter is because it's bottled to the mother, because it's part of the mother, and therefore if it's ventisha, it's not part of the mother. It can become bottled to the mother if it has a life, if it's capable of sustaining life on its own. The Chacham hold that the Heter Shechita, the Chalois, the Lomdisha, that's Chalani, the Heter Shechita L'Achila, that part of the act of Shechita is Chal on the Behemah, the Vlad of its own, on its own. It's not because it's part of the mother. And Klape that, even a Bentisha would have the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ben Pekur. Now, if you want to ask why Legabe, being Moitzi Midei Nevela, do we look at the Chakira one way? And why legabe the heter shechita l'achila? Do we look at it the other way? That I cannot answer. These are all gzeis hakosuv. I don't know why the hachra would be this way like that and this way like that. I'm just pointing out that there are two elements in shechita, and evidently this chakira could swing both ways. This is something we find in different areas of shas where one chakira, that achronim, our choyker, expresses itself differently in the same context, but in legabe different halachas, and we see that there are different ways of looking, different angles of the same halacha could be looked at from different sides. I'll just point out a few other basic nekudas that are told in such a chakira. The Achrayim point out that it's obvious that we don't look at the vlad as something of its own, as if it was just became mutter, all of its own. The sugyas later on talk about, and the Fayin Dal and the Fayin Hey, talk about the heter of the chelev and the gid of the ben pakua, that since the ben pakua is part of the mother, it doesn't have a shame of an animal by itself, that its chelim and its gid should be also. All it's considered to be a yerech imoy. If the whole vlad is considered to be a aver of the mother, so then the gid is not a gid of an animal, it's a gid only of an aver of an animal. It doesn't have an issue gid. The chelev is not a chelev of a separate animal. The chelev is only a chelev of an organ of an animal called an uber. So therefore it doesn't have an issue chelev. From the fact that these halachas are true, are clear that to a certain extent we look at the ben pakua when we shech the mother as part of the mother. There's also an interesting halacha, if the uber is born, we're talking about the uber after the shechita of the mother, the uber was born and now it's walking around and we raised it as a full, again, we said midirabonon, we discussed in the previous sheikh hazal, what guys you do have to shecht it, but midiraisa, it's considered to be a behem shechuta. Reb Kiva Eger has an interesting shaila in Yeridei Simit Pezayin. He wants to know, the halacha is that if milk was found in a shechted animal, that milk does not carry with it the issu deraisa of bas b'cholov. The Gemara says, cholov that was milked from a cow, not cholov of a shechuta. It's a Gemara later on in Perek Kol HaBasa. Kiva Eger says the same, the chayr should be true of a ben pakua. Ben Bakua, the uber itself, since it was chalon at a shem shchuta, so now whenever you milk the cow, you'd be allowed to eat, interesting kiddush, you'd be allowed to eat a cheeseburger with meat from a regular cow together with milk from the ben Bakua. Because it's basa shchuta. Of course, midirabon and marazayin, it's also, that goes without saying. Gemara later on in Perikol HaBasa. But as far as the deraisa is concerned, it comes out a very interesting thing. You'd be able to eat possible kolov. In Yeridei points this out. But again, the point of the matter is, the reason why I'm saying this over is to stress that as far as this halacha is concerned, Kiveg is pointing out that the animal, the ben pakua, that underwent the shchita as part of the mother, is to be considered a shchuta. It's not to be considered just as being mutter without a shchuta. On the other hand, one looks at Tosfos and Daf Nun Ches, and Tosfos and Daf Nun Ches discusses that every time a mother is a tereg, we know an animal, let's say, was a trusa in the field, and now the mother is also. What about the vlad that's inside the mother? We know that everything cholov, beitzim, that are yoytze from a treifa are also. One cannot eat milk from a treifa cow. What about the uber that's born from a treifa cow? Treifa cow was already pregnant. The cow can give birth, even though the cow itself, the mother is a treifa, will die. But the uber can live a long, happy life. Do we can look at that uber as a yoytze and a treifa? Tosfos says in Daf Peches, the Gemara says that no. Tosfos wants to know why. What happened to uber yerechima? If the mother was a treifa, the vlad is a treifa. Tosfos says treifa has to do with the fact that it's not viable to live past a certain amount of time. It has to do with the choser chius, the chesaron and the chius of the animal. Tosfos says very clearly the chius of the mother and the chius of the vlad are two different things. This goes back to what we discussed before, legabe de'etu nevelu, which has to do with the fact that did it die on its own or did it die as part of his mother, which was killed with the shchita, which died ayideh the meister shchita. Is the chius of the vlad contingent on the chius of the mother? Tosfos says no, and therefore, even though the mother is chayus of chius, but the vlad has a chius unto in and of itself, and therefore the vlad does not have the lack of chius which renders an animal a treifa. So on the one hand, the vlad is part of the mother that has a shem shkut legabe the milk. On the other hand, it's not part of the mother that the chius of the vlad is considered intact. That then you could shecht it if the mother. Let's say the cow gave birth, you'd never shechted the mother. The mother was a treifa, the vlad was a treifa. The vlad does not become a treifa. So again, we see the same type of stereo where on the one hand, it's considered part of the mother, on the other hand, it's considered alive of its own. So again, it's very hard to be machriya, there is no one answer in this criteria, but we see that all the tzadim are, true. And they're true, each sorah is true in and of its own, legabi certain halachas yes and legabi certain halachas not. And this is really the underlying theme of the whole perek, Behemah Mekashim. That's why it's a difficult perek, because there's the same ideas running and contradicting each other over and over again through the whole perek. But I hope that we just gave somewhat of a clarity just to some of the concepts, just to open up the ideas, just to stimulate the thought process.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series
has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.